Good evening,
Love
good evening.
Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us this evening for Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray. This is Reverend Robin. We expect Reverend Ray to be joining us very shortly. But we want to welcome you to, this is our first Friday Night Joy of the new year, 2021. And we will be starting this Friday Night Joy and this new year off with Oh That Man Would Praise the Lord, coming from Psalms 107. But before we get into that and move further into the broadcast for this evening, I want to bring to your remembrance all of the broadcasts that we do have on When Christians Speak. So first we have on Sundays, on the first and third Sundays at 7 p.m., we have Bread of Life with Reverend Ray Rose. On the second Sunday at 7 p.m., there is Real Life, Real Men, and Real Talk with Reverend Ray Rose, Pastor Elster Green, Pastor Tyrone Rose, and Minister Cleophas Malone. On the fourth Sunday of the month at 7 p.m., there is Marriage Takeover with Reverends Eric and Tamika Thompson. On the first Monday of each month at 7 p.m., we have Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones. Every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m., we have Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McIlwain. On every Tuesday at 7 p.m., we have His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. Each week on Wednesday at 1 p.m., we have Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. The dial-in number, which is a free call, is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. If you happen to miss dialing in when it is occurring, you can call back on 712-770-5506, access code 732-499 to hear the prayer on that Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m., we have Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Reverend Paul Morgan. And that's every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Every Thursday at 12 p.m., we have Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall. And Friday is what we have in right now, actually, is Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray Rose, and that's every Friday at 7 p.m. Now, every second Saturday of the month, there is the Bold and Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Jordana Conaham, and Reverend Curtis Alston's. So we have all of these shows that we have that are available for you to tune in and to participate in, and all of these shows can also be seen on, and if you didn't hear them all, on our page, When Christians Speak. So now we want to just move on and move ahead, and we're going to, as I said, our scripture reference is, Oh, That Man Would Praise the Lord. And so we're going to just go ahead, we're going to move into that. We just want to praise and thank God because His mercy truly endureth forever. But before we go ahead and move in, let's just open up and enter into prayer. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now, Lord God, with praises and thanksgiving in our hearts. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, because your grace and your mercy truly does endure forever. We thank you, Lord God, that you are forever there, that you're forever watching, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have said that you would never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we thank you that at every turn that we can know and we can trust that you are there. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, because his name is truly a high tower for us where we can run in and be safe. So, Father, we just praise you on this day. We praise you because you are the eternal God. We praise you because you are Alpha and you are Omega. We praise you because you are omnipotent, omnipresent, Lord God. Father, we praise you because you are sovereign. You are in full control. You have the full authority, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, is subject to you, Lord God, and that you, Lord God, have total providence, Lord God, and that you, Lord God, can change at things and change our situations, Lord God, at any point in time, Lord God. So, Father, we just come with grateful hearts unto you. We just come, Lord God, with just a love, Lord God, that cannot be expressed with words, Lord. And we just thank you for being God. We thank you for being your chosen children, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you came to see about us, Lord God, and you came and rescued us, Lord God, from that place of darkness, and you moved us into a marvelous light. That, Father, you took the blinders off our eyes, Lord God. You took all of the scales off, Lord God, that we were able to see through a different lens, Lord God, that we are able to see through a spiritual lens, Lord God, and we are no longer, Lord God, clogged up and backed up and just, Lord God, being misled by the world. Father, we thank you for that on this evening, Lord God. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the glory for all of the marvelous works, Lord God, that you have done and continue to do. So, Father, we come right now in the name of Christ Jesus, Lord God, and we give this time over unto you. Father, we lift up unto you right now everyone who may be listening or will listen, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would just draw them nigh unto you as you draw us all nigh unto you, Lord God. Be a beckoning and a beacon, Lord God, a light, Lord God, that just draw us, Lord God, closer and closer into you, that we may know you, Lord God, more intimately, Lord God. So, Father, just pour out your draw, Lord God, and bring us all in, Lord God, intimately into the fold of you. And, Father, we will never fail to give you all the praise, to give you all the honor, and to give you all the glory, because you are so deserving of it and so much more, because we can truly stop and in retrospect and listen to the words of your angels that said, who is man, Lord, that you are so mindful of us. But we thank you, Lord God. We praise you right now that you are mindful of us, that we have a place and a source of refuge and protection. So, Father, we thank you. Have your way in the course of this evening, of this time that we have together. May you, Lord, be glorified, Lord God. May you penetrate our hearts, Lord God. Will you give us enlightenment, Lord God? Father, will you, Lord God, just bow us and humble us down to who you are? In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we just bless the Lord on tonight, Lord God. We just bless God because tonight is Friday night joy. But it doesn't need to just be on a Friday night. Every day should be a joyful day of praise and thanksgiving unto our Lord and Savior. But I tell you, what better way to start this new year than praising the Lord? For we are thankful that he's even allowed us to cross over to see this new year. Each and every day is a day to be thankful because it's an opportunity for us to get to know God even the more, to be able to have a time to do exactly what we are created to do, and that is praise ye the Lord. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endureth forever. Let us never stop acknowledging him and thanking him, for he so cares about man. And when I refer to man, I'm not talking gender. I'm talking mankind, male and female. That is who he cares about. Blessed, we are the ones that were created in his image and after his likeness. So let us praise him, but because it is in him that we live, we move, and we have our being. Let us praise him because he deserves all honor and praise. Let us praise him because we were created to praise him. Let us praise him because his mercies, even his tender mercies, endureth forever. We are praising the one and only God, the creator of the heaven and earth and everything therein, which includes us, all of mankind. There is none above him. There is none equal to him. He is God, and he is God all by himself. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. We should praise him every day. Why should we praise him every day? Because he looks upon man, and he continues to redeem us. And what does that redeem mean? It means he continues to deliver us. He redeems us from ourselves. He redeems us from danger seen and unseen. He redeems us from all manner of bondage. He redeems us from prison, even self-locking prison doors that we set up ourselves. He redeems us from health issues, some of which are self-imposed and some not. He redeems us from mentally and emotionally lost and searching, where we may find ourselves seeking refuge and seeking love and seeking help and seeking acceptance in all the wrong places. And he looks down upon us and he comes and redeems us from that. He redeems us from our pride and our self-sufficiency, that we may feel that we are self-made and self-sufficient, which isn't true, and we need to be delivered and redeemed from that mindset. And he comes to see about us. He comes and he redeems us from circumstances, from catastrophes, from pandemics, and from life's issues that are well beyond our control. So we just thank God, because we have so many things. If we can just sit down on each and every day, we can sit down and we can find so many things to just praise the Lord from, just to sit down and find so many things to acknowledge how he was sovereign that day in our lives, to acknowledge how he kept us during that day. Each and every day, we can praise the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. As we look at Psalms 107, we'll see that it refers to separate, specific, and different temporal areas of redemption where God has come to see about man. Some just not unlike the ones I've just mentioned unto us. Jesus has redeemed us truly from the penalty of sin and separation from God. Yet God, even after such a great redemption by our Lord Jesus Christ, continues to come and redeem man throughout man's life from the various cares, circumstances, and situations that are part of living in this world. Jesus has said to us in John 16 that in this world ye shall have tribulation. It is without a doubt that in this world we are going to encounter, experience, and live through many different things. But God is forever watching. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. God is forever watching, and he is there to redeem us. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I know that there are many who can stand with me and many who can sing out a praise unto the Lord for the places from which he has redeemed us, from the places that he has not left us in the torment of our mind. He has not left us in places where we didn't know our name, and he hasn't left us in places where we didn't know where our next meal or our next provision were going to come from. Can the redeemed of the Lord say so? Our Heavenly Father comes to see about all mankind. His eye is on all of us, that no matter who you are, no matter what walk of life you are, no matter if you have money or if you don't have money, no matter whether or not you're educated or uneducated, no matter whether or not you're in the midst, in the pit of enjoying all the sinful life in which you're in, it does not matter. God sees and he knows all, and I am so thankful that he is not man. He does not give a respect of person. So it doesn't matter who you are. Know that the Father, our God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, loves you and cares about you and desires to redeem us and to redeem you and to redeem me from wherever we may find ourselves. There is not one man who is beneath the love of God. God comes for us all. There is not one person that he would not reach out his hand to redeem. God loves his creation and is forever responding to man when man simply cries out unto him. And a great example and a great lesson of how God is of no respect of person can be found in Luke 7. And it's in Luke 7 we find ourselves where Jesus has gone in. A Pharisee had desired that he would come and eat with him, and Jesus has gone in to have a meal with him. And a woman comes in once finding out that Jesus is there. And she comes in just crying with her box of ointment. And she stands at the feet of Jesus, you know, and she kneels down and to wash his feet with her tears and to anoint his feet with her ointment and then to wipe them dry with her hair. Now, the Pharisee that was standing by not only passed judgment on the woman, but also passed judgment on Jesus. He says, he spoke this within himself. He didn't even speak audibly, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." You see, he was a Pharisee. So not only is he going to go and pass judgment on Jesus, but he's going to pass judgment on the woman as well. You know, he doesn't see himself as a sinner, but he definitely sees her as a sinner. He doesn't see Jesus for who he is, you see, because he felt that Jesus didn't know who the woman was, but Jesus knew all the time. And Jesus also knew his thoughts of judgment. So he asked him, Jesus asked him, saying, "Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee." He says, "There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. So, and he asked Simon, tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. You see, he could tell him, you rightly judged now, but your previous judgment of me and this woman were so false. You know, and he goes on to tell him in verse 44, see thou this woman, I enter into thine house, thou gavest no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. Thou gavest no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is given, the same loveth little. And he says, thy sins are forgiven. He gave him his lecture. He told him of his judgment and his false judgment. He showed him what was true. And in the end, he says, thy sins are forgiven. That is a mighty, loving, and merciful God. Even when we are in the midst of our high-mindedness and we are looking down upon someone else, God comes in and he gently says, you are forgiven just as the other person is forgiven. You're in sin just like the other person is in sin. Why pass ye judgment? He frankly forgave them both. It does not matter the degree of your debt, your sin. Jesus forgives. We can come to him knowing that he is a forgiving God, that he forgives, that he loves, that he cares, that he sees, that he's aware of every place we are, every predicament we may be in, by our own willfulness or not. God sees, God knows, and God loves. And he has a place of refuge for us. And it is a place that he willingly wants to give out his hand and stretch it out to you and pull you into his bosom to protect you, to renew you, to restore you, to refresh. God desires to refresh man. He desires to bring man into this loving relationship with him. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Because who do we have that loves us so much that it does not matter where we find ourselves? If we cry out to him, he will come and see about us. Doesn't matter the spots that we have on our clothing. Doesn't matter the dirt that we have on our face. Doesn't matter that we have nothing to offer. It does not, none of that matters. God desires a relationship with man. And he is the father of all mankind. And he calls all of his children to enter into his covering protection that has been given to all of us and extended to all of us by his son, Jesus. It says that John 3:16, which is the scripture that everyone knows, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whomsoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In John 1:29, it says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, of all mankind. In Romans 14:11-12, it says, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Oh, that man would praise the Lord, because ultimately we all have to face him. Ultimately, we all have to give an account. Ultimately, there is a reckoning to be happened. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that we would stop and recognize and acknowledge him for who he is and humbly bow ourselves before him and praise the Lord. Now, when we look at Psalms 107, it gives different states and places that man may find himself or herself. You know, there are the lost and the wanderers, which are spoken of beginning in 107, verse 4. It says, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. If you find yourself lost and wandering in a solitary way, all alone is what that means, with no city to dwell in, hungry and thirsty, and a soul that is fainting, all that needs to happen is that you cry out unto the Lord. In whatever place you may find, whatever dry and barren place that you may find yourself in, and God will come and take you by the hand and lead you to the right way, to a city of habitation, which means that you will come out of a wilderness and out of a solitary way, and you will come into a place where there's a city. And you know, a city has an infrastructure. A city has things where you can get food, and you don't have to walk around and be hungry and thirsty. But he will take you to a place where there is a city of habitation. He will take you to a place that where you can be satisfied in your soul, and that he will fill your hungry soul with goodness. And we know the greatest goodness is that goodness that comes from God. If you're wandering, if you're lost, if you're uncertain, if you're in a place where you need guidance or direction, verse 6 says, cry unto the Lord, and that he will deliver you out of your distresses. And we thank God, oh, that men would praise the Lord to know that there is a God that is just desiring that you cry out unto him. Bow that knee unto him. Admit that you need him. Call out to him. Cry out to him. Beseech him. Plead unto him. Oh, my, he's a merciful. He's a merciful God. And if we cry out unto him, he hears our cries, and he comes and he helps. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All that we need to do is to cry out to him from wherever we may find ourselves on this day. For whatever we may need help or stand in need of, cry unto the Lord, and he will come to see about us. Hallelujah. As we go further through 107, beginning at verse 10, they're talking about prisoners and captives. It says, such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Oh, my God. Let us not find ourselves rebelling against the words of God. And condemning the counsel of him. It says, therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Don't you know there is a place that we can fall to? There is a circumstance that may bring us down. And it could be because we've gone away that was outside of the word of God, outside of his counsel. But if we stop, here it is in 13. This is a common theme through Psalm 107. It says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Hallelujah. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. God is wonderful to us. I mean, it is innumerable in the ways in which he sees about us, in the ways in which he takes care of us. If we simply humble ourselves and cry out unto him, it says that he will save us from our distresses. This is not just of them. We've all found ourselves in places where there was none to help us, where our hearts were heavy and weighted down, where the labor of just existing and living was overwhelming. But when we cried out unto the Lord, he came to see about us. He came and saved us. He came and redeemed us. And, you know, that is not something that is just for us. It is for all mankind. It is for all of us. If we simply cry out unto him, oh, that man would praise the Lord. If we would just simply lift our voices unto him and cry out unto him, God comes to see about us. He doesn't care where he finds us. He doesn't care what we're into. He doesn't care how far we've fallen. He doesn't care what manner of sin you're in, or what manner of filth you're in, or what you look like. I mean, he shows us that with the prodigal son. Came right from the pit stop, smelling and dirty. But he put a robe on his shoulder, a ring on his finger, a kissed him. God doesn't care where we are. All he cares about is redeeming us and bringing us into the safety that is in him. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that man would simply praise the Lord. As we go on further in Psalms 107 and 17, beginning in 17, that begins to deal with the failing health and sickness that man may find himself in. And beginning at 17, it says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near to the gates of death. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. This is straight out what you've done to yourself. You come to a point where you even abhor to eat and you draw near to the gates of death. And then this recurring theme of who God is appears again. And it says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destruction. Isn't that awesome? Can we praise the Lord? Because he will come. It says he sent his word to heal them. God's word is healing. Wherever we may find ourselves, my sisters and brothers in Christ, and particularly my sisters and brothers in Christ, but this word is for everyone, because God comes to see everyone. But if you can get into the word of God, the word of God will begin to heal you. It will begin to refresh you. It will begin to renew your mind and your heart and your soul. That is a place that if we, it's a refuge for us in that word of God. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord and give thanks. Oh, that men would just bow down, because eventually all would have to bow the knee unto him. But if we just, right where we are, willingly bow and humbly come before him to give him all praise, honor, and glory that is deserving unto him and unto him alone, oh, that men would just praise the Lord. Because he is such a good father. He is such a dear father. He is such a one who is forever looking out unto us, caring for us, listening. Can you imagine? Because it's a common thing that says, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of distresses. Can you imagine that God has his ear attuned? Just waiting. He can see all. He knows all. He sees all. And he simply has his ear waiting to hear for his son or to hear from his daughter to simply cry out and to simply say, I can't do it. I don't know what else to do. I need help. Please come. Rescue me. Save me. My Lord, please come. Oh, God, I've heard so much about this God. I'm crying out. I don't know who you are, but I know I need a Savior. I know I need someone to come help me. Oh, my goodness, his ear is attuned to hear the cry of man. That man needs him. His ear is attuned to hear it. He's waiting, and when he hears it, and when he hears you cry out of your distresses unto him, he will come. He would send his word. He would send healing. He would send deliverance. He would send help. You're talking about crying out. You're sending, when you cry out unto the Lord, we're sending out these huge SOS signals. I'm here. Help me. Help me. But unlike those SOS signs that you have may have seen on movies or people on these gotten shipwrecked and they have all these SOS signs and they are doing smoke signals and no one hears them and no one sees them, we can be assured that God hears our every SOS signal that we send out to him. And he is sending help. He is on the way. He is dispatching angels to come. Even if that angel have to go through and fight and call on other angels, as happened in Daniel, to come and fight with them to get through to the answer to what we're calling out for. God is on the way. Wherever you may be, where you've been crying out, trust that he hears you, and he is on his way with deliverance. He is on his way with an answer. He is on his way with a healing. He is on his way with a provision. He is on his way with his love. He is on his way to embrace you, to comfort you, to stand by you, to be with you, to undergird you, to make your path straight, to take your hand and to lead you. Wherever you may find yourself on this day, God is coming to help. Keep your SOS going unto him. Continue to cry out unto him. He shall respond. God's word does not return void. His word goes forth and do all that it says. It says when they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, he bringeth them out of their distresses. This word of God will not return void, and he will come and see about us. He will come and see about you. All of us, no matter where we are, who we are, what we have, what we don't have, he will come because he simply loves all of mankind. He loves his creation, and he desires that man will turn unto him. He desires that man would acknowledge that they need him. He desires the praises of man. He desires that. He desires that we praise him, that let him know how awesome he is, how great he is, how magnificent he is, how all-powerful he is, how sovereign he is. Acknowledge his authority. Acknowledge his goodness. Acknowledge his mercy. Acknowledge his greatness. Acknowledge him, man. Acknowledge him. Oh, my goodness, come to that point of realizing who we are in comparison to an awesome God, and humbly acknowledge that in you I live, move, and have my being. I am nothing without you. Oh, my God, how awesome you are. How great you are. You allow me to breathe. You allow me to live. How awesome you are. And we thank God for it. We bless him for it. There is none like him. There is none like him in all the earth. You will not find a greater helper. You will not find a greater anyone who's going to love you as much as God loves you. You will not find anyone who will come and stand in that battle right there with you the way God is. And not only stand in that battle with you, but fight and warfare and bring you right out by your hand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Reverend Ray, are you on? Did you join us? I don't hear Reverend Ray, but I think he's nearby. But we're going to bless God. We're going to continue on. We're in Psalms 107. We're at verse 23. And in this circumstance, it's talking about dangerous storms and seas. And it says, they go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. Now, I just think that for Psalms 107, for to have this in there is awesome. You see, because if you're out in that great water, if you are in the midst of the deep sea, I'm sure there are miraculous things that have occurred out there that no one would ever know except for the few who have experienced it. It says in verse 25, for he commanded and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifted up waves thereof. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. And it says their soul is melted because of trouble. It says they reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men and are at their wits' end. I mean, if you can just imagine this scene, a seaman out on his ship, a small vessel in the vastness of this water, dark, deep, and there are waves that are going, raising all the way up and crashing all the way down. It says they mount up as far as the heaven and they go down again into the depths, and you're in this little ship, and this ship is just being tossed, and you're staggering all about. But this theme again. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them out unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. I don't know about you, and I can use this as an analogy, but I have found myself in some storms where the waves were way above my head. Felt like I was just a little piece of nothing being tossed to and fro. But when I cried out until the Lord, not only cried out until the Lord, but God by saying, God, your will be done. Whatever your will is, Lord God, that is what I humbly submit to. And to get to that point and see the calm come in, oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Verse 32 says, let them exalt him also in the congregation of people and praise him in the assembly of elders. When we come here to this point, and if we have all, I'm sure, at some point experienced storms, experience an upheaval, an uprising, just a tumult in our lives. And sometimes we go through these things and we cry out to God and we submit to his will and his way and however he decides that he's going to resolve it. And sometimes we're going through this unbeknownst to other people, just as these seamen who may be out in the midst of complete pitch darkness. Even then, in that place where they're going through this storm, the waves, the winds, the up and the down, they cannot walk, you know, they are not in any type of control. They are at the complete mercy of this storm. But God comes and delivers them from the distress. You see, when they're out there where no one sees us, and many times we are in storms and in battles and in tumults in our lives where no one else really knows what we're going through. But we know when we cry out to God that he's brought us through. And then this is what we should do, as they say in verse 32, let them exalt him also in the congregation of people and praise him in the assembly of others. We need to just praise God and allow people to know the wonderful works of God and how God has come in and delivered, how he has come in and rescued, and how he has come in and saved us from our distresses. We need to lift him up on high so that all man can know that our God is a deliverer, so that we can lift him up to be a beacon of light, that if you are in any type of distress, call unto him. He is no respect of person. If he will come and take me out of my storm and out of my tumult and out of my depression and out of my financial woe, out of my healing or sickness where he's coming, he's no respect of person. If he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. Your testimony will draw man unto God. He says, let them exalt him also in the congregation of people and praise him in the assembly of elders. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord and just draw others unto him so that they can see how magnificent and how awesome and how great and how merciful and how tender and how loving and how caring and how of strength of power that he is, that men will look up unto him and praise him, even if they praise him through what he's brought you through. If they praise him with you, then they know that he will help them. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. We thank God that he is a God who can speak to the storm, that he can speak to the wind, that he can say, peace be still, that he can say, peace be still in the storm of your life. He can say, peace be still in the storm of my life, that he's no respect of person. All he is sitting there, if you can just envision, with his ear attuned, waiting for you to cry out, to say that you need him, to say that you're in a distress, to say that you're having an issue, you're having a problem, you're in a storm, you're in a tumult, that you're in a deep, dark place, and unless he comes to get you, you won't come out. Unless you speak that unto him, unless you cry out unto him, he's waiting. He's waiting to hear your cry. And on the instance of hearing your cry, he's going to send help. He's going to send help. He's going to bring you out of wherever you are. He's going to bring you out of your distress. He's going to bring you out of your woe. He's going to bring you out of your mourning. He's going to bring you out of any calamity that you find yourself if you cry out unto him and trust and acknowledge and know that he is God and that there is nothing too big for him to handle and there is no place that he is not willing to come to get you. He will come get you and he will rescue you. It says that, oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would simply just cry out to him and praise him and acknowledge him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. We thank God. We thank God. Because no matter where we find ourselves, God is there with us. No matter where we find ourselves, God is there with us. No matter the situation, it does not matter. You know, Psalm 107:33, it says, he turneth rivers into wilderness and water springs into dry ground. My God, what a God. What a God. Mm-hmm. He turned the rivers into wilderness and water springs dry ground. A fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into standing water and dry ground into water springs. What a God is this? Oh, that man would praise the Lord who is able to turn a wilderness into a water spring and a water spring into dry ground. Oh, what a God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God he is. Oh, what a powerful God he is. Oh, what a wonderful and marvelous God, all powerful that he is. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, and which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are menaced and brought low through oppression and affliction. What this is telling you is that God can make a fruitful place dry and a dry place fruitful. That God, no matter where you are, God can change the situation. Oh, my God. Oh, that men shall praise the Lord. It says in 40, he poureth contempt upon princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction and maketh his families like flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. 43. Is a place we should all think about. It says, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Don't you know that some places that we are right now has nothing to do with us but all the loving kindness of the world, of God? That's it. Where and to know that he can bring us from any place and move us and switch things and change things. You know, it says the heart of the king is in his hand. Anything, God can go and change providence. He can go in and change situations. I mean, oh, what a mighty God he is. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, that we should all humble ourselves before such a mighty God. Oh, that we should acknowledge him, that we should praise him, that we should thank him, that we should glorify him and magnify him and exalt him and extol him, because he is worthy of praise and he's worthy of worship, because he is an awesome and marvelous God and he cares about his mankind. Let us not stay in any place of rebellion unto him. Let us not stay of any place of contempt of his counsel. But let us praise him. Let's acknowledge him. Let's be thankful for his word that goes forth to heal us, to change us, to refresh us, to renew us. Let us stay before him, seeking his face, because he is just awesome and he desires that relationship with us. He desires to commune with us. He desires to share with us. Scriptures, as we have read, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Let us not wait until that time of judgment and be forced to our knees, but let us acknowledge him right now. Let's acknowledge him. Let us cry out to him and invite him into our lives. Invite him in to put it straight, to organize it, to make it orderly, because we know he's a God of order, because when he came in the beginning, it was chaos, and he brought order. Let us cry unto him to order our lives, to order our steps, to direct our paths. And it doesn't matter where we are or where he comes to pick us up from, to put us on the path, but let's invite him in to come and put us on that path. Amen. Reverend Ray, have you joined us?
Amen. I've been listening in. Amen.
I'd like to add, I know you've been on.
Well, no, you can't add to that. No, you did good. That was a great word. Oh, that men were praising a timely word on the Friday night joy. All right? Oh, that men will praise the Lord, especially now, you know. So now there's nothing to add. I'm sitting here and I'm enjoying the message and just enjoying you, Reverend Robin. So that was an awesome word. Thank you for that. Psalm 107. Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. Bless God. Psalms 107 is a psalm to dive into.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. We're coming to the end of our time. Our hour is about up. So we're going to go ahead and unless Reverend Ray has some things that he needs to add as far as the broadcast, we'll go ahead and we'll close out in prayer. Reverend Ray, do you have anything further to add with regards to the broadcast?
No, ma'am. I do not. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. In the name of Christ Jesus, Father, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you continue to do. Father, we thank you for your word, Lord God, to know that you are attentive to our cry, and that if we cry out unto you, that, Lord God, that you hear us and that you will bring us out of our distresses. So, Father, we praise you, we honor you, we magnify you, we thank you, Lord God, and we pray that you hear our words of adoration, our words of our praise. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Robin. God bless everyone. We'll talk later.